Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. And I want to take just a couple of moments and invite you to a few things that are going to be taking place at our church in the next couple of weeks. We've got Brother Barry Rackley. He's going to be coming January the 30th and for a few nights and to preach a meeting for us. And we love Brother Barry. He's a blessing. And so I know that you'd enjoy that. The meeting's going to start at 7:30 nightly. We'd love to have you become a part of that. Then on Saturday, February the 4th, we have got our men's prayer breakfast, and that begins at 8 o'clock. Brother Stephen Aldridge is going to be preaching for us on that day, and Middle Cross is going to be singing for us, and we'd love so much for you to be in attendance to that. Once again, you can go on hooperscreekbaptist.com and find out all of the arrangements of these events, and then also be able to get some directions to the church. Our church, our physical church address is 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road, and that's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. And so I hope you're able to come up and be with us on those nights. Amen. And then on that Saturday morning, we're going to go now to the live recording. This is part number four of Jeremiah chapter number 10.
Chapter number 10, the Bible says, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth the tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. In the stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Euphaz. The work of the workman and the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men." Notice verse 10. "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. And his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation."
At this time, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. This is part three of the message on the incomparable Christ.
You know, Adam in the garden, he couldn't see God, but he sure could hear him. Can I just tell y'all this morning, while I can't see God in the physical sense, I sure can hear him. I can hear him in the morning. I can hear him in the evening. I can hear him at night. I can hear him beside the bedside. Hey, he's still talking!
Yes, sir.
Our problem is we just ain't listening. I want you to see that down there. They must needs be born. What do you reckon that's referring to? That's referring to identification. Ain't none of us can identify with the wood that's in the forest. That wood don't know how we feel. Amen. Brother Ronnie, that wood don't know how we feel. That wood don't know what it's like to go through with no job and Don't know what it's like, man, try to find a place to lay your head. That wood don't know anything about that. Notice that. Y'all see that right there? They must needs be born. That's, you say, preacher, does our God know what it's like? Does our God know what it's like to have to go through life? To know what it's like to have hardships, to know what it's like, young people, when you got that peer pressure problem. Hey, does our God know what's? I'd say absolutely 100%. Yes, He does. Because He is born. He's born in a little old place. We just got done celebrating, didn't we? Born in a little old place called Bethlehem. Bethlehem of Judea. Jesus was born down there. He knew what it's like to have a mama. He knew what it was like at 12 years old to have mama and daddy looking for you. What are you going to say when your younger looks up and says, I must be about my father's business? And Mary said, took a back seat and says, yes, sir, God. Yes, sir, Lord. Amen. He must needs be born. Can I tell you what that means? That means that our God knows how we feel. He knows what it's like to go through what you go through with. He know what, He's been there. He can identify with you. The Lord knows what it's like. Can I tell you something? Let me ask you something this morning. Why are you so far away from Him? I'm getting ready to teach Bible college on Tuesday night. Our subject that we're going to be looking at is on the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all know what polytheism is? Polytheism is the study of many gods. And what the world wants to implant in the minds of your young people is there's more than one God. If they can get that thought in their minds, there's more than one God, then what they've done is they've diminished the God to which we serve. The problem is when you investigate the other gods, there are none like our God that we believe in. When you investigate it, when you go through the process of investigation, you find out, hey, wait a minute. Their gods don't have communication. Their gods don't have identification. Their gods don't have those things. And so some of these guys have been blessed to be raised in a church like this where they know the difference. And they'll get in that science class and they'll be like, And you think that Bruce Lee come out, you know, ain't that right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You want to just break bad, you know. Just send me to the office, praise God. I tell you right now, that's because they know the difference. They know the difference. So let me throw another big statement out there. What about pantheism? In other words, that rock that you pick up is God, and the wind's God, and the tree's God. It's a rampant these days. Pantheism. What they're doing is this. They're trying to say everything's God. What they've done is they failed to see that not everything is God, but God has created everything. Well, if the rock's God, then that'd have to make me God. Y'all see where I'm going? And so they made themselves God in their own eyes. And when you make yourself God, this is what happens. You are the one that begins to call the shots. Well, I don't think it's wrong to drink alcohol, and I don't think it's wrong to use profanity, and I don't think it's wrong to listen to acid rock and roll. I don't think it's wrong for adultery, and I don't think...
Right.
You become the authority. We don't believe that. No, we just believe in one God. Isn't that so much simpler? This is what I do. I don't believe that the trees are God. No, I just go out there and saw that thing down, chop it up in little bitty pieces and put it in the fireplace. And thank God for heat. Why? Because I know this. The difference is I know that God created the tree. And I know that God provided the tree for me to keep warm. I know that God provided the tree for us to have paper. Amen. Amen, preacher. I don't go out there and say, oh, you blessed rock, I'm so glad that you're in my driveway. If you don't mind, I would like to drive over you today. Can you imagine having to worship every piece of gravel in your driveway? How time-consuming that would be. Y'all, listen, I know this sounds crazy, but this is the world we're living in. This is the mind frame of the people. Listen, they're no different than they were in Jeremiah's day. Where do you think this stuff came from? But I can get in my car, Brother Ken. I can slide her in reverse, slide her in drive, late for work, mash the gas and turn it up, and not have to worry about that gravel in her driveway because I know the creator of the gravel. Amen. I know I've been long this morning, but let me throw this out there to you. I spoke about that they must needs be born because they cannot go. That speaks of transportation. If they cannot move and they cannot go, it's because man nailed it down. Here's the thing this morning. My Lord, in transportation, our God, while establishing the foundation, my foundation is in Him this morning. Because my foundation is anchored in Him, through the Spirit of God, there's transportation. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Brother Gary, while I cannot get to Him, I sure am glad that He can get to me. Brother Bo, when I was 7 years old, I couldn't leave my pew and get to God. But thank God, through transportation, the God of heaven came to where I was at and met me in the pew that night, stirred my soul for God. And I want you to know this morning that while I could not get to Him, He got to me and changed my life eternally. While he's here at Hooper's Creek Baptist Church this morning, thank God through transportation. Aren't you glad he can be here while also being in heaven? While he's in heaven, he's also at First Baptist Fletcher. While he's at First Baptist Fletcher, aren't you glad he's in progress? Aren't you glad, listen, at home, wherever you're at, God can be there with you too. Amen. Through transportation. Every head bowed, every eye closed for just a moment. I want you to know this. If you don't know this God that I'm talking about, friend, don't be dismayed. Don't be tore up. You can know Him in the free pardon of sin. This is what Jesus did. Jesus went to a place called Calvary. And there at that place called Calvary was the place where we call the old rugged tree. Amen. There's a cross place there. And Jesus hung between two thieves. Amen. One on the right side and one on the left. But after that, friend, Jesus Christ, being crowned with the crown of thorns, being nailed, his hands nailed, his feet nailed, a spear ripped his side, and blood and water came forth. Jesus, upon the cross of Calvary, he said these words, "It is finished." What God set out to do through his Son, Jesus Christ, he accomplished at Calvary. They took that blood-stained body down, placed it in a tomb. All thought it was gone. But on the third and glorious morning, thank God, no man set our God up. No man moved the rock. No man, listen to me, no man pulled him forth from the tomb and gave him life. No, the God of heaven, friend, called him forth the third and glorious morning, and Jesus Christ came over victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Got the keys this morning. Hey, if you'll call out to him and ask him to be your personal Savior, friend, he'll change your life and make a new in you. Hey, I'm going to tell you this morning, he can take a liquor soap blasphemer, and I tell you, he can turn me into a saint of God in the middle of a second if you just fall on your face and ask God to save you. God can do that if you'll let him.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hooper's Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.